Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no-goes based on the data you have printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, flying.
Okay, retro, go. Fido, go. Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
GNC,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
And it's Sunday night out here in the Sierra Nevadas. It's a beautiful day. Went out and did a lot of things. Went shopping today. This is your host, John Almada, and tonight I'm going to be having Elizabeth Rose, a very accomplished lady, a fellow broadcaster, and she's also experienced in a whole lot of things. I've been calling her a psychic medium, and she does a whole bunch of other things with touch and different types of things. And so we're going to be talking with her. Mostly recovered from the Friday night show where we did the tequila night. And yours truly was definitely feeling no pain. I was calling it Dog Talk Radio instead of Blog Talk Radio. And so definitely was a challenging morning. And when I woke up, I was like going, oh, no, what have I done? But it was a lot of fun. And we're going to do that probably about twice a year. We got to kill that bug, as I was telling everybody. You got to kill the bug. So we did that, and I'm in Studio B tonight. I decided to, every so often I switch between studios. I have the luxury of two different buildings where I have two different. Okay, I am back and got knocked off the air. Skype decided to kick me. So I am back and from the land of wherever I went. Elizabeth, are you there?
I am here. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, god darn, that was a weird one. I was just sitting there and all of a sudden it was like mighty silent out there. And then I heard the traditional Skype thing. But hello.
Hi, John.
How
I love
you?
The video you did earlier with the garden, by the way.
Yeah, I've got two different YouTube channels. I've got the Ghost Rider channel, and then I've got the my own personal one. So I've never loaded up anything into my my personal channel, and I just decided to give it a shot. So I took the Creative Vado, which is a great little unit for doing paranormal work and just standard life stuff, and we did a whole bunch of stuff with that, and I shot some pictures of the garden, and I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I see Bonnie there too.
What's that?
I said we got to see Bonnie in that one also.
Yeah, I got to see my mom, and I'll tell you what, she presented a pretty kind of, and I'm going to shut down the browser here. I'm going to have to depend on somebody to tell me, because this computer is giving me a little bit of fits here right now. We're having a rough start here.
I'm trying to get back into the chat room, too, because I'm having some issues with that also. But
I thought it was just me. Okay, so.
No, I'm trying to get back into.
Oh, so it's, I'm going to go ahead and close down the browser and just save and quit and then see if that improves, because I'm having a little trouble with your voice there. So that should make things better. Are you you still with me there, right?
I am. I'm still here.
Okay, good.
Yep.
That sounds better.
Right.
Anyway, Howard, that was a lot of fun to do that today. I just uploaded it, and then I went off shopping. I went out to Wally Mart and picked up a few things and got a lot of projects done. But what is happening with you, my dear?
Well, I got to tell you, one thing I want to address since we're talking about that video, green tomatoes. I'm wondering if I can get you guys to ship me some green tomatoes, a box of green tomatoes. I know that sounds weird.
What do you, because I said that, I saw that on Skype and I sent you a thing back. It was like, what is that? I mean, what is that with green tomatoes?
Oh, see, but you've got, there's something. I gardened myself and had my own garden for many years. And when I was in Indiana. And I always grew green tomatoes grew tomatoes, and I let some ripen, and I would take green, but I fry green tomatoes. I've got to tell you that the 2 years that I was in Baltimore, I didn't even have a patio, so I couldn't grow anything, okay?
Yeah.
Then I moved out to Arizona, all right? And
uh-huh.
I've got a stone patio. So I've been trying to grow tomatoes in pots, and I've had some success, and I agree with that, but I can't grow the big tomatoes to actually have them big enough to fry. So the mere fact that I see on this video, I see these tomatoes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, those are friable. fry green tomatoes.
Yeah, I've heard of people liking them like that. I've heard of that. It's funny. I mean, our plants get 6 feet tall. And they are just they was just a load of it on there, and we've got every kind of tomato you can name out there. You saw all the plants we had. So, and I'm back in chat. I'm on my netbook right now using chat instead of on the broadcast computer. So, I can see you guys again. I'm not going to be able to see the I'll have to depend on Kathy to tell me when I've got a caller in. So. I have to switch between windows anyway. So anyway, let me do the shout out. We've got Alan of Ghost Radio, WPRT team founder. Good to see you, my friend. See you living. Hey, good to see you. Chris Hawley. And we got Elizabeth Rose. I don't know who she is. She just keeps showing up. And let's see. We got ET5998. Hey, saw you the other day. Good to see you back, my friend. We have Gabriel, Pamela M., who I got into a very good discussion with Pamela about webs, and we're comparing some of our intentions with our different web design we're doing, so she's pretty good at this stuff. And let's see, RD47, and Vika Dan, Dan's in there, manning the engine room, as always, here on the mighty Discovery ship that launches every couple of times a week. I'm losing my mind here. Anyway, I just wanted to, I don't think this is the first time I've had you on, have I? Because you've called in many times.
This is the first time I've called in many times. This is the first time I've actually been a guest on your show.
Okay, well, that said, we've seen you, forever and ever, out here. And the question is, I just wanted to, for the audience and everybody, Start at the beginning. How did you get into all of this? You know, the paranormal world and radio and all this kind of thing. You know, just, you know, from the very start.
Yeah, you know, real quickly, let me just say that when in January, when we put the website together for me on ourworldsproductions.com, you know, and the gal who helped me with that, Tracy, we started going through and, you know, she says, okay, I need to know everything that you do. And I go, everything? So it ended up, we ended up with quite a list. For my, as she calls it, my metaphysical resume, you know, and it was almost frightening to me when I looked at that. But these are all things that have just come natural to me that I've worked for, done for years, and they're a part of me. So I don't even, you know, until you have to write something down, guys, and say, oh, I do this, I do this, I do this, I do this. I don't think we realize everything we do. How did I get started? Well, I can tell you that as far as being a medium and a psychic and knowing things about other people, since I was about 5 years old, my grandmother used to tell me that, you know, you can't say that, you can't say that, you can't tell people that you know things. And I, it's just much like everybody else's story. I kind of cut it all off and I shut it down, a few times. And as I became a teenager, it became apparent to me again. I was a kid in school who was actually very quiet. I didn't talk to other people. I was the one who, I was close to some of the people that I'd went to grade school with because they knew me all along. You know, they knew who I was. I didn't have to be anything. You know what I mean? Didn't have to. Yeah. Just didn't. They knew who I was. They accepted me. And, I was a child that when the teacher called on them in the room to speak, to answer a question, to give an oral book report, I cried. And I mean, I cried. I was that one. And I just, you know, I sat back and I wasn't going to have anything to do with any of this. And I just cried. I thought, you know, I couldn't handle this. No way. And of course now, it's all different.
I know the feeling. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So now it's like a whole different thing, you know.
What brought about the change, because I had my own absolute terror of speaking because, I had aphasia and went through, it's a neurological problem, and I could not speak correctly for 9 years, and I basically didn't ever want to speak to people, and so I know what you went through, but what changed it? What changed it for you to become,
people made fun of me, you know, they made fun of me the way I sounded and how I done, because like I said, the fear just overwhelmed everything else in my life. And what happened was, you know, I got married at a very young age. I was like 17. Got married to escape an abusive home relationship. Of course, went into an abusive marriage relationship. That's a whole different story. But turned around and when he went into the service, he went into the Army. He'd been in about a year. I was going to go on base with him and, you know, off base. We were going to live off base and do that. And I realized that, you know, I had to do something. I had to stop this. I had to make myself accept who I was. I didn't like myself because I'd been, you know, I mean, people have laughed at me all my life. And so I had to come to terms with all of that. So I did my own little sessions with myself. It was really weird. I would, when we were in Missouri, I was getting some dental work done. And that was another part of the problem. So I was getting dental work done. I'd go to the, you know, to the dentist at least twice a week on base. And my girlfriend went with me usually. And I would look at her and I'd say, you know, I have to talk to two people every day that I've never seen before in my life. Whether they're on the elevator, whatever.
Yeah.
And we were like Mutt and Jeff. She was like almost 6'2". and I'm what, 4'11"? So, you know, we were like Mutt and Jeff, and literally me and Jackie just had a blast. And she's since passed away, which is really sad because she passed away at an early age. But her and I were like best of friends. You know what I mean? We'd get on the elevator, and I'd look at her, and I'd say, "Oh, hi, how are you?" And knowing that there would be people on in the elevator that, you know, didn't know us, and they would look at us and look at me like, and I could do that with her because, you know, she was my friend. And yeah. we would go into these little skits, you know what I'm saying? So then I'd turn around and I'd say, "Hi, how are you?" And I'd shake somebody's hand. Of course, it really blew them away, and they're like going, "Who is this woman?" You know, it got even worse. There was actually a guy that was, you know, showing up at the dental appointments at the same time that was bringing his son. His son was like 11 years old. And yeah. It was so funny. The guy was in full uniform now, John, okay? Now, you got to understand something. I was a very naive one who didn't know anything, okay? And yeah. This guy would come in, and with his son, and usually at my appointment time, and he would stop in front of me, and he'd say, "Hello, how are you?" And I'd say, "I'm fine, sir, how are you?" And that was it. Let it go. Now, I made myself do that. It scared me to death, but I did it every time. Well, finally, my husband didn't go with me to these appointments. And I said, you know, there's this guy that comes into the dentist office that brings his son. And I said, you know, he's got all these medals and stuff on his, you know, uniform. He goes, "What's he got on there?" I said, "I don't know. I'll have to look. Let me." He wanted to know what his rank was. So, you know, they wore those on their shoulders, as everybody knows now. Or most people right. know. Anyway, so and he's on, you know, what's on his shoulder? And I said, "I don't know. I'll look the next time," because I really never paid any attention, you know. So I go back and I said, "Oh, the guy's got 5 stars on his shoulder."
5-star general.
5-star general. Now we know. I know, but you know what I mean. So he's like going, "I when I told him that, he goes, "There's no way. There's no. I don't think so. There's no 5-star generals on this base." I said, "I'm just telling you, the guy's got 5 stars. I counted them. Sorry." So anyway, he goes to his master sergeant, right? And he says, yeah. "You know," she said, "this guy's got 5 stars on his shoulders." And he's going, and all of his huffy puffy, you know, "I'm the sergeant" type of a thing, master sergeant. He goes, "There's no way. We don't have any 5-star generals on this base." I said, "I tell you what, next time I go to an appointment, one of you, I don't care which one of you, go with me. And you'll see that I'm not lying."
Yeah.
So, he let my husband go with me. Master Sergeant wasn't going. I mean, come on, he didn't even know me, you know. That was my ace in the hole, you know. So,
yeah.
Husband goes with me, and he's there, and this guy comes walking in, of course, with the son, stops in front of me. "Hi, Miss Dye, how are you?" And I said, "I'm fine, thank you very much." And, you know, goes and sits down. And I know he notices that, you know, Bob's sitting beside me, my husband, my ex-husband. So it's so funny. I looked at him and I said, I hit him in the side. I said, "See, how many stars are there?"
Did his mouth
He stayed
down.
With me. Well, he stayed with me back over to where he was staying, you know, at his, whatever, his post. And, you know, and I'm with him when we get done. He goes up to the master sergeant and he stands there. He goes, "You know what? The guy's got 5 stars. So they got to looking at it, and he was actually there from New York because that happened to be one of the best places for his son to get treatment.
Oh, boy.
For the dental issues. And he was actually visiting the base and was stationed there temporarily just so son could get his teeth taken care of.
Wow.
You know, the dental work done. So, I mean, you know, so that brought me out of a lot of things. You know what I mean? That kind
yeah.
of lifted me up a little bit too. So from that moment on, but that's what I did. I pretty much did everything myself. I made myself speak to people I didn't know. And actually did that. So
that's a good program for people. And, people who are shy, people who have problems like what I went through. I didn't get to do that per se. I just lived with it until I was, I think Yeah, I was 26 when I joined my current company, and they just started sending me on business trips, and I just had to get over it. And once I did, you know, about 4 business trips, it was pretty much a done deal. I was going to, you know, just get out there and talk to anybody, and it mm-hmm. just happened that way. But it's kind of, you know, you figure it out by immersion, or you just, you know, stay, you know, kind of cloistered to yourself. But I never dreamed, you know, in a million years that I'd be actually doing radio as a kind of an outgrowth of this whole thing. Now, in your own case,
yeah,
I mean,
just like I was saying the other night, Friday night, with when Mom was on with Bonnie, and I was saying,
yeah.
Who would have, you know, we were talking about that, and I said, oh, you have no clue. I mean, my 2 sisters only found out recently that I do radio.
Oh, really?
Can you believe that?
Oh, Mark,
my two sisters only have recently figured out. I don't even know whether the one even knows that I do readings and not, or the, some of the stuff that I do, you know, that I've accomplished and done since. I don't think she even still knows. Now my mom does. Me and Mom talk about it. You know, Mom knows exactly what I'm doing, and of course, Mom's very supportive of me now. But you know, all of this probably came to do. You know, I had an interest that opened up with hypnotherapy, about 2 years before I left. Actually, I'd had an interest before that, when I was still married. And about 2 years before I left, I just was, you know, really kind of doing more on the, I'd gotten a home computer and I was doing a lot more and searching and looking and doing stuff. And, you know, my ex-husband, of course, was like, you know, that doesn't work. It's crazy. It's you know, none of that. It's all fake. All of this stuff, and I said, okay, you know, I'm still doing what I want to do. So, and it's kind of a funny thing. So, you know, from that moment on, when I left there 7 years ago, the rest of it's kind of been history, honey. I've just, you know, I started digging and learning and searching and seeking and taking classes and getting certifications here and doing that and taking, you know, since I've been out here in Phoenix 5 years, it's been the best part of my life because, you know, I've had so much brought to me that I could embrace and use. And I call it my little toolbox. I got a little toolbox, and I put all this stuff in, and I use.
Now, I read some of what, you know, you've done quantum touch healing. You've done, I do believe you describe yourself as a psychic medium. And you've done all sorts,
yep,
you know, Reiki, I think Reiki and things like that. So you've done pretty much a full range of these kinds of things.
Oh yeah, I was very lucky. There's a good story that goes on about my Reiki attunements that I took. When I took 1 and 2, I actually started online classes with a lady, and it was sort of funny because she kind of threw me out of her class because I was late 2 days because of my work, because I was working different hours.
Yeah.
So she threw me, and I understood, you know, it was disruptive to the class and whatever. So I understood. I mean, she wasn't really throwing me out, but you know what I mean? She was saying, you know, maybe you ought to start another class, a different class. Anyway, ended up that I didn't start another class with her, but I had a good friend of mine who lived down in Louisiana who worked with me on the phone a lot, on the net, very, very, I mean, gosh, for probably 2 years. For me to get 1, 2, and 3. When I went to go get my 3rd attunement, me and my girlfriend from Washington State drove down and drove to Grand Isle, Louisiana. We get there, and she said, you know, she knew I was coming for my master attunement. She knew that. I was so excited. I was just like, you know, I was so energized. I was jumping up and, you know, doing all the other stuff, and it was so funny. We get down there, and she goes, oh, let's go over and see Cindy. And that happened to be her teacher, okay? And she said, Cindy's in Mobile, Alabama. And I said, how far is that from here? About 4 hours. I said, I don't care, but I'm not driving, because I had drove all the way.
Yeah.
So we ended up, I got my master attunement in Mobile, Alabama, by not only my Reiki teacher, but from her Reiki teacher also. So it was even more special to me. And it was very, oh, God, so intense. You know, I know that other people have talked about it, and I was floating on air. So, you know, I mean, it was awesome. So I done that. I got my hypnotherapy, you know, certification here in Phoenix. I was out here 2 years and was actually secretary. I voted secretary or was elected secretary, I should say, of the ASPH, which is the biggest NGH statewide hypnosis group in all of the United States. And just in the second, they voted me, they elected me as secretary. So I done that. So that was a huge accomplishment. I've done a lot of different things. I took integrated therapist, you know, certification, quantum touch, using touch therapy, crystal therapy. I'd been using energy therapy, what I would call energy therapy, well before I'd ever gotten my Reiki, or I'd even heard of Reiki, and I was sending long distance, you know, healing to England, and it's just always been a, you know, it's the last 7-8 years, like I said, it's been a huge part of my life, and just really took over. So everything about me is that, and the radio show just kind of, you know, got integrated into that. You know, I've been doing radio for other people as guest for probably 10 years, about 8 and 9, 10 years, off and on. And you know, with the ex-husband, of course, that was like, you know, why are you wasting your time? You know, I had to make sure I did him when he wasn't around. So, you know. I actually, you know, last October, Z-Talk offered me, you know, they said, why don't you come over here and do radio with us? So now I do 5 radio shows a week. And I can't tell you, you know, as you know, because you've been a continuing guest on my shows. I love it.
Yeah.
I got an announcement to make also, by the way, about the radio shows. You know, I do Dear Emmy on Saturday night, late, 10 to 12 Eastern. And Cal Living, who's in the chat room, is actually my new co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Him along with Candace Gilmer, which is another dear friend of mine. She's in Kansas. Her and Cal Living are going to be my new co-host. And Cal came on Saturday night for the first time on Dear Emmy, and he did absolutely fantastically well. He's done some audio stuff for me also, but you know, Cal and Candace really hit it off. It was one of those things. It's going to be like a he said, she said, because it's relationship kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? And let me tell you, Candace is like in her early 30s, and she was just going at him like crazy. So they really did hit it off very good, and I was very proud of that and very glad. And I think we're going to end up having a great show. It's just going to be a totally different thing than what we've normally been doing with Dear Emmy. But we're going to have Cal and Candace and me. And I'm just going to be sitting here going, okay. So I'm going to have fun with this one. You know that.
What about your mediumship? You said it got kind of shut down when you started as a child. What with all this work, I would tend to think it would have activated it with all these, you know, because you just basically danced around the entire playground, and you know, and that's right in the middle. So.
Yeah, I did. I danced around the whole playground, and when I was a teenager, it was really funny because, like I said, it came back to me. It opened back up again, and it was really hard to shut it down. And you can imagine, because I'm the kid that, like I said, if you looked at me, I was going to cry. And here I was, and I was getting all these messages about all these people and things. And who was I going to tell? Who do you tell? I mean, you couldn't just go up and say, oh, by the way, you know. And you couldn't do that. I couldn't do it. It was after I had my daughter. I was 23 when I had my daughter. Even though I got married young, I didn't have my daughter right away. Which is probably a blessing. You know, God works in mysterious ways, guys, the universe does. And, you know, believe me, that was a blessing in many ways that I did not have, you know, a child right away. Even though I'd gotten married at a very young age. Because, you know, he broke my, you know, I started IUPUI when I was in my first year of marriage. and he broke my arm because I wouldn't quit. And so, like, I went 8 months. I went 8 months and I quit. So I never did go back to school at, you know, college level for that. I did go later on and get my medical assistant certification, which I did that for 18 years. And I did do that, but, you know, that was at a much later time, you know, in my life. But the mediumship, when especially, I'll tell you what happened again. When I got the computer at home, and I probably had the computer maybe 4 years before I left him at home, and it opened up again immensely because, John, as you and I know, we can read over the computer. I know you pick up on people without having to hear their voices.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's I don't think it's even so much the computer, although, you know, it's funneling the information in, but, you know, I actually prefer reading online rather than being in front of someone because, if you're actually in the room with someone, people can accuse you of reading, micro tremors in the body, different things like that.
I like doing them both ways. I like to do them face to face, and I also like doing readings online. It doesn't matter to me. I can do both.
Yeah,
but
I prefer
having them in front of me.
Yeah,
you
know, I don't know. It's just a new thing for me and I'll tell you what. I mean, it's kind of like what you did. You went through that whole thing with forcing yourself to talk to people. I entered into this whole, radio career with no amount of, no shortage of fear and trepidation because, speaking to people on the radio was like a big giant hurdle. And doing the readings on air, is absolutely, second nature to me now. But the idea of actually reading it in front of somebody, I've done it a little bit. It's just another case. It's like another hurdle I see, in the horizon, and I'm going to do that. I'm actually going to read for galleries. I can see that in the future, and I will be doing that. But right now, it's not my favorite thing.
But you go. You're doing really well, and I like the way you're doing what you're doing, and I like the fact that you're taking the classes that you're taking. I offer classes too. I haven't had a seminar set up for a while, but I need to get that done again. Since I've been, when I first got out here, I did some classes the first year I was out here. Then I got so busy with working, because remember, in my job, I've my career, as quote unquote, I guess you could call it. I don't think that, without all of this stuff, has been so topsy turvy in the last 7 years since I left my ex that, I've kind of put myself into that, like, I don't know even what nick you would put it in, what I fit in. But I have to tell you that I love doing the readings. I'd rather do them in person. I've done them online professionally, oh gosh, for Cassandra for years, for a few years, and all these others, and really did quite well with it. I was laid off for 8 months 3 years ago. And literally paid my bills because I wasn't getting unemployment just by doing readings. So you got to do something right. They don't pay you for nothing. And I was very blessed with Spirit that was there for me and let me do those things. Part of it, what's funny is that doing it that way, when you do them online, you get people that call you back and say, or they'll stand there while you're doing the reading. And they're going, well, you're not hitting anything right. You're just not getting anything right.
Oh, I've been through that.
And here's my response to that. My response to that is plain and simple. Give me a minute. Let me just tell you what I got to say. And please kind of write it down and keep a log of it. And just let me know later on if it happens.
That's exactly what
and
I do. We get those people. Some people call in, and then you go to read them, and they start arguing with you, and it's like, okay, and you just kind of pick the best of it. And then when it comes true, what happened, and all of a sudden they're writing you, and they're your new best buddy, and it's like,
yeah,
what happened there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I have to tell you that over the years I've had many, many people call me, and say months later and go, I talked to you maybe 4 months ago. You may not remember it. I said, just kind of refresh my memory, and they'll tell me something, and it'll ring a bell with it, and you'll remember. And they'll go, everything, you know, you told me, I was telling you that nothing was ringing true. Everything you told me came true. Everything. I say, really? Because, I mean, I've had that happen probably 90% of the time. So I just know, you know, that, and it just, it's like, you just learn to trust yourself and you learn to trust that, you know, the creator. Part of my background is Native American, which I don't think you do.
I think you did tell me that once before. But the trust thing, you know, that's the thing I find is it's like diving into when you go high diving, you just have to trust that everything's going to go when you jump off that board and you just go with it. And the first thoughts that come in are the things that, you know, you go with. And I'm going to say something. The chat room is, you know, making a lot of good hay about the gallery comment. And I'm sorry I'm not typing so much because what I have is I'm in Studio B and I'm operating the chat off of my netbook and I have to reach way up to type on it. So I've been doing icons, guys. That's why I've been having chatting away in there. But basically, the gallery idea is to appear actually in front of an audience and then just trust what's, you know, kind of like what John Edward does, basically to be pulled in.
Exactly.
Walk through somebody.
And he gets a lot of criticism. Did you know that?
Pardon me?
He gets criticized a lot. John Edwards gets criticized a lot.
Oh, God, yes, he does. And he's one of my very favorite things with John Edwards was that he said he came on and he was talking. He talked a little bit about the critics. And he says, I have a word for you. And he says, bite me. It was just. He's really good at what he does. And, you know, I've seen it too many times with him getting direct hits. And he's very connected. He learned his mediumship kind of the way you and me do it, which is you just dive out there and you just sink or swim, you know, and you're going to make mistakes. You're going to have bad readings. You're going to have stuff that you do good. And it's just going to be, you know, you learn to read the symbols. And, and he just became really good at it. And I kind of hold him and also John, what is his name? John
Holland. John Holland. John Holland. I know who
you're
talking about.
Yeah,
because
and then there's
John's cards before they ever even hit the market. I got them off of his website. I have to tell you, I was so impressed with those cards. I got to get a new deck. Mine's already worn out. Mine's worn out.
Well, he's good, and also Char Margolis is another one that I'm very impressed with. I think that you know, pretty much they represent, I think, the gold standard in my mind. You know, for what you want to try to do and emulate and then, you know, build off of. And, you know, everybody, and each of them is different. You know, I there was like one of the shows that John did was so neat with all the different, he brought on four psychics, you know, three others and himself. And you could see the contrast the different styles. And it was just so neat to see that it's not all the same for everybody. You know, everybody's got their own unique way. And they're just, you know, he had another young guy that it wasn't John Holland. It was another one. And this guy was like a shark. He just went right in and just, you know, he kind of circled around and all, you know, feeling it out. And then, bam, he had it, you know. And others were, you know, just kind of painting a picture. And I do the picture painting kind of, you know, because I get different pieces and it starts becoming a mosaic. And that's how I do it. But I don't know, you know, it's definitely an acquired thing, especially with the amount of meditation. I mean, do you do that? Do you do a lot of meditation in prep before you do your reading work?
Well, see, I do. Well, I know before I do a reading, no, not necessarily prep before I do a reading. But I was looking at something that O'Crow said in the chat room. She says everyone sees and reads differently. Now, I got to tell you, for me, I have to feel it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that sounds really weird, but I have to feel something before I can see it. And once I feel it, then it's just like everything opens up, you know?
It's in my mind, it's like a picture screen. I actually see the actual thing in my mind's eye, and or I'll just have a word will pop in, and I have to say it. And like the other night, I did a reading, and someone named Mark. And it turned out that Mark was was the stepfather of a young man who died here in, over in Lake Tahoe, just across the hill from where I'm at right now. And so, you know, it was just that, that spirit letting her, you know, this girl know, you know, that, you know, he was basically okay. And it, we, I got a name through and it was clear, you know, but, I just see that, you know, and so it, it's, it doesn't matter as long as you get the message out. That's the thing, you know, but it, it is interesting to see the contrasting things, you know, that happen and what people use and have they kind of develop their own way of feeling their way through spirit, you know?
Yeah. I got to tell you a little story that happened with me. And this has been a couple, well, maybe 3.5, 4 years ago. When I got my certification for my hypnotherapy, I'd been doing hypnosis for years. You know, yeah. I've been doing it, what, maybe almost 8 to 10 years, you know, in some form or another. Of course, you know, I was learning and I was, you know, adding to it. But, you know, and I had even gotten, like I said, elected to my second year here of being, you know, the secretary of the of this big organization. And was a very important thing, and I was so happy with that. But then, you know, it was funny because the president of the at that time says, "You don't have your certification." I said, "No, I just never went and got it." Well, one thing was financial, you know. And believe me, guys, when you look it up, it can range anywhere from a few hundred dollars to a you know to like $15,000 just to get yeah. certified. So with hypnotherapy, it's not something that's taken lightly. You're in people's minds. And I took it very seriously. But it was so funny because I ended up, you know, the president at that time says, you know, I do a certification class. Be there. I said, okay. So anyway, I ended up in his certification class. And here's the whole story. Class has gone on, and I don't know, maybe we were like a, you know, it was a 120-hour class, okay? So we're like on our 80th hour of classes. And he had me, he says, I want you to do something. And I said, okay, he called on me, and he goes, I want you to do, and this lady right here, and he pointed to her, you know, in the class. I didn't know her, never met her before. He goes, she wants an abundance trance. I would like for you to do an abundance trance. And that way we can critique what you're doing if you don't mind. And, you know, if we think we can, you know, correct it better, whatever. But we would like for you, would you do that for me? I said, sure, I would love to do that. Okay?
Okay.
Nice lady sitting there. You know, I knew she was, you know, I didn't know anything about her. I just, you know, from what she looked like, that's all I knew. So anyway, I looked at him. I said, sure, I'll do that, Robert. Not a problem. And, you know, I sat down, was asking her questions. And, of course, this is what I would do for anybody that comes to me as a client that wants, you know, a session. I ask a lot of questions. I want you to feel comfortable with me because I'm going into your mind and you're going, you know, you have to relate to me. You have to trust me, so to speak. So anyway, I went through this, John, and, you know, I take her down and I'm into hypnosis and she's, you know, I've gotten her down really deep. I knew she was already, you know, where she needed to be at where we could start the real work. Okay. And all of a sudden she starts laughing. And I'm looking at her because I didn't say anything. Well, because I didn't say anything. She's laughing.
Okay.
So then the next thing I know, she's crying.
Huh.
So she's laughing. She's crying. I mean, when I'm saying she was crying, there were tears in this woman's eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real crocodile tears.
Oh, crocodile tears. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? And she's giggling. Well, I'm like going, oh, you know, I didn't do this, you know, with my hands. You know, I talk with my hands. You'll find that out if we ever get a chance to meet, which I hope we do. And I'm, you know, I talk with my hands and I'm like, going, hey, I didn't do this. And I looked over at the teacher and he goes, just go on. So, and right as he like made this hand gesture, which she couldn't see, she goes, can't you see him?
Oh.
And I said, no. And as soon as I said no, on my left shoulder, I felt somebody push it in. There's nobody behind me. I'm against the wall.
You
and I'm against the wall. Okay?
Yeah.
And I feel this, my shoulder coming in, and I said, yes, I do see him. Because all of a sudden, remember when I said I have to feel it? There it was. I said, he's a young male. He passed away at an early age. She goes, that's my nephew. She said, wow. He did pass away, yeah. Anyway, but at that moment, I forget everybody's in the classroom. I forget I'm in a classroom. I go into mediumship mode, of course. And we just, you know, I forget everything else that's going on around me, okay? And I said, you know, he has a message for you. And she said, okay. She said, and out of the clear blue, she pops up and she goes, can everybody else see us? See it? Then it hits me, we're in a class.
Wow.
I'm like, stop the rule, and I'm like, kind of looking around. And of course, everybody in the class's eyes are really big, you know? And I said, I don't think so. She says, I want them to see. Well, then you've got to think real quick. The only thing I could come to was that, you know, we had went to our favorite place when I took her down for deep relaxation to get her into hypnosis, okay? And we had went to a waterfall. And I touched her hand, and I said, you know what? Tell you what. Let's do this. They'll be able to see now. And I said, let's walk back here behind the waterfall. Now, she was a little bit younger, maybe 3 years younger than me. And I said, remember when we were in school and how you pulled down the big screen and, you know, that where we watched movies on? Huh?
Right.
Let's pull down this big screen, and I'll bet you everybody can see then. And she was happy with that. She said, oh, yeah. Then that way we can all see.
That's the first time I've ever heard of a client actually seeing the spirit first in hypnosis. That's a new one for me. Yeah.
Oh well. See, but in hypnosis, don't forget, you can take them. They do the work. You really don't do the work. They do the work. They lead you where it needs to go. That's what happens with so many people that do hypnotherapy. They think they control it all. Honey, you don't. They control it. They know exactly what. I don't even have to know what the issue is, okay?
My grandfather
don't even have to know what.
Hypnosis, and he did a lot of research work in it before he died. And he did hypnosis with the criminally insane, believe it or not. And
yeah.
I've got like one of his old books and stuff, but you're saying exactly some of the stuff I remember Dad talking about with him, exactly that. You know, they're in control of the whole experience. It's just, you're an enabler.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
All you do is guide them, honey. You're just guiding them along. That's all you're doing. All right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, short story. She gets her message. We all dance. You know.
Yeah.
And Miss Goat says, like, I've gotten over my fear of speaking. Honey, you have no clue. I do public presentations now for domestic violence of 300 plus people. So you know I got over it. but at any rate, it was so funny because this whole thing was she got her message from her nephew. She said, he wants me and you and him to dance. And I said, yes, let's take hands. And I actually reached over and took her hand in my hand. And I said, he's got my, and I had my hand out, and, you know, I could actually feel him touch me. Does that make sense?
Oh, I've had that happen.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so I said, okay, let's dance. And she's just giggling and laughing and having a good old time. When it's done, she goes, he has to go now. I said, yes, he does. I said, he's waving goodbye to us. And
wow.
And it was so funny because she, you know, I said, he's waving goodbye. And I brought her up out of the trance, out of hypnosis. Everything was fine. And I looked around the room. Then all of a sudden it hits me and I go, okay. I guess that if you all have questions, I need to answer those questions for you. And I held her hand in mine and she goes, thank you. And she was crying. She said, you know, I have to tell you real quick. And I said, well, honey, she said, my sister, the mother of this young man that had died, is coming to my house tomorrow morning for the first time since he's died.
So you basically were the vehicle for the sister.
Exactly.
That the son
exactly.
was okay. Yeah.
Yep. It was just, he had to come through, and I was just, I was the portal, the door, whatever you want to call it, the vehicle, whatever, that brought this young man out. And so that he could talk to his, you know, his aunt and his sister and his mama.
Wow.
And that was exactly. So I looked at my teacher, and he just looked at me, and he started laughing. I didn't know whether to cry or what to do. And I said, "Why are you laughing?" He goes, "Did you think you were going to keep things separate like that? These are your gifts. These are what you do. It's part of who you are. You've been doing this for years. So why would you think it was going to be separate?" He said, "Now I want you to take my therapist, you know, source therapist class."
Well,
so you are. You know, that's how it all came to be.
So you've been doing all the necessary groundwork to, and that's kind of where I'm going, you know. I mean, I've been, I'm going back and filling in gaps where I know I'm missing things. And it sounds, you know, we're basically on the same path, you know.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I mean, because I've been looking at Reiki and looking at different things, but, you know, you can't pack it all in at one time. This is a process of years of work. You know? And that's the thing that you know, a lot of people think mediumship is just an instant thing. There are people who are really good at it right off the bat, but they don't know, you know, you don't know all the pieces, and you really need other mediums to help you. And it's definitely it's a classroom type situation, you know, between, you know, the actual readings with people and going in and, you know, having your days where you're great and you're flubbing it, and also the, you know, theory and, you know, looking at all the different sciences and different things that you have to learn about how the human body works, how people's psyche works.
Yeah, and just remember, it never happens the same. No, and no matter what you do, when it happens differently, just accept it and take it and just roll with it and go, you know. And it's not gonna be the same for you, your teacher, the person, you know, that like Pam in the room who does all this stuff. And like Pam says, she does them all her way, you know.
Yeah,
it's
individual. It is absolutely individual because, I had to do an assessment in part of my, you know, in the course I'm taking right now. I had to go and look at all the different things I've had happen. You have like all the clair senses, you know, there's one or two that are the strongest. So of all of those, think of it, you know, you've got, you know, six or seven of these, and everybody's good at, you know, one, two, or three of these, and then they can pick up, they can have like two others maybe they're good at. Some people pick them all up, you know, so it's definitely a wild, kind of a wild ride when it comes to mediums and what they do, you know.
Right. Sometimes I smell cigar smoke. Sometimes I've even tasted food, smell perfumes, whatever. And I got to tell you, I've looked at it this way. Whatever they want me to have, when it happens, it'll happen. And I know that.
Well, are you willing to do a little bit of work tonight with our audience?
Sure, if they want to call in and do that, we can do that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I extended just a bit here, so just to cover that. So we got an hour six. I am going to take a short break for everybody to go water the lilies or do whatever you've got to do. So I'll play
I do have to go to the lily room. Yeah.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'm doing that good show. I'm taking a moment for a break here. And so everybody go do what you got to do, and we will be back here in about probably 4 or 5 minutes here, and I'm looking for a good I'm going to play Johnny Come Marching Home. That's a good one. And then we'll throw something else. And so this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We've got Elizabeth Rose, psychic medium and good friend, and much more here with us tonight, and we're going to be doing readings for the next hour. So stay tuned and come back. We'll be right back. song about Arizona, and that is the place I will be living when I eventually retire out, and I'm 51 years old. I've got a few years before that happens, but I'm going to be spending a lot of time in the Arizona land. I'm going to be traveling all through there and kind of feeling out the different places I like about it and want to live eventually. There's just something mysterious about about Arizona that just really rings right with me. So I like to play that song every time we have an Arizona person on. And I also see Karen's in. She's a member of GRI. She's just popped in. So, and it's my favorite thing on Sunday night to see a full chat room. So to everybody out there who's listening in tonight, thank you for coming on. And so everybody got their business taken care of, and I played a couple there. And let's see. Elizabeth, are you with us?
I am with you.
Woohoo. Okay. Let's see. We are going to check the switchboard, make sure we've got, yep, sure enough, we got somebody there, a 234 number with a hand up. I was just about to say, you beat me to the punch, Pilgrim. So I'm. You all set there? You got your feelers, your tentacles working, ready to go? All right, girl.
Yep, I do it a little different than most, but we'll talk about that. Let's see who the caller is.
Okay, and we'll tag team, all right? So, you know, if I get something, I'll say something there, too. Okay, here we go. 234. As soon as the little microphone thingy does what it does, and I just got a giant moth flew in right in front of me. How cool. Okay, 234, you are on the air.
Yeah, what color were those wings on the moth?
It was a kind of a tan color, and I had the door open to keep the things cool, and it just flew in. I mean, this thing was like an aircraft carrier going by. It was big, and now it's gone.
Oh, wow. I think I know the one. This is Jaguar.
Oh, hi, Jaguar.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. Well, welcome back.
Yep, I've been busy. And hey there, Kathy. Long time.
Oh, Kathy's, I keep forgetting that there's two of me out there. People have been hugging my name, which I think is funny. She's still listening.
Yeah.
For all those that are hugging the two of me, my female counterpart, who is femaling the boot button very well, watch out, she's packing. A big thank you to Kathy. We love Kathy. Everybody raise your glass to Kathy because of her. So, but Jaguar, you are calling in. Are you going to do a reading with Elizabeth?
I heard her and you mention Reiki.
Ah, Reiki.
Yep.
So what
do you
know,
Jaguar? Elizabeth?
Jaguar, you do know that I know you, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you knew who I was.
Yes, I know who you are, too, in long time.
You know that I'm Emmy. You know that I'm Emmy, right?
Yep.
Okay, just wanted to make sure, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi. It's nice to see you again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
All right. What do you want to know about Reiki, sweetheart?
No, do you do it?
Do I do it? I'm a Reiki master. Yep. Yes, sir.
Well, then, Usui's blessings.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Well, then, I would have to say Usui's blessings.
Okay. Okay, but, you know, I do use Dewey. I also do Fecum, which is a different kind of Reiki.
That
I
one
also
I'm not familiar with.
Okay, and I also do Kundalini. I also have taken a class in Crystal Reiki.
All right.
So, there, you know, most of us don't realize there are many, many kind.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
There are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Now that you know I do it as well.
Yes. Uh-huh. I knew that you did.
What do you feel around me?
Well, I happen to know because I knew when I last talked to you that you were talking about working with meridians.
Yes.
Of energy.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I happen to know that you kind of, I got the feeling that you let that go by the wayside. You did some work with it, but all of a sudden you just kind of let it go at the wayside?
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. Because we haven't talked in a long time.
Right.
You let it go. You need to get back with that because that's where you feel connected is when you connect with the grids. Okay, the meridians of energy. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Does that
That's
help you?
That's where I need to work on.
Yes, sir, you do, because you know why.
Right.
You know that's your strong point. Okay?
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
your strong point. I know you very well. You know that. And... you know, you kind of let that go to your wayside. If there were reasons that you did,
yeah.
you kind of got distracted, okay?
Yeah.
All right, you did. You got distracted. You knew that. But you need to get back to it, okay?
All right. I will.
Well, honey, it's important that you do. It's imperative that you do.
Yes.
It's good for you because you know what? When you're doing this work, it lifts you up and makes you stronger.
Yes, I know.
Okay. All right.
Okay. That about it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jaguar, thanks for calling in.
Oh, yeah. And I can tell a few more people are about to call in.
All right. Well, thank you.
So I'll get off of here, let them call in, because they have more important questions.
Well, Jaguar, you're important to ever make yourself less than that.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
okay?
I know I'm important.
All right, honey, just don't make yourself any less than what you are, because you are important.
Exactly.
You know what you need to do. You know exactly what steps you've got to take to put yourself back onto the path that you need to be on, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And
love and light,
have
okay?
And have a wonderful evening, Emmy.
Oh, I will do that, as you well know. You ever know me to not have
yeah.
fun?
Oh, I know that one all too well.
Oh, but see, you know what? There's been a topic that John and I, and especially here lately with a few other people, have been talking about. Everybody cannot always be fuzzy bunnies.
All right.
Everything cannot be good and good and good, okay?
Exactly.
All right, sweetheart. You go and
All
you
right.
take care of yourself. Get back on your path and do what you got to do and knock them out, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You know that you can do what you got to do.
All right.
Blessings.
Okay. Well, that was interesting. You two know each other from way back.
Well, we don't know each other from way back, but we know each other from a different chat venue, let's put it that way. And I wasn't sure that he remembered who I was, but I felt his, and this was not the name that he had. But it was a similar name, and I here's what I do, John, and I got to kind of put that out there, is that I deal with energies, and even though somebody may come into the room and change your name, I'll guarantee you I know them.
Yep.
I'll be able to pull it. You know? I'll be able to pull it. I know. I just do that. There's one thing I'm really strong with, and that's dealing with energies, and... you know, you don't get to fool me too much.
I get the same thing. I can kind of tell. It's funny when I, even in my work, I'll walk into a room where stuff's going on and you can sense the energy level right in the room as you walk in, and you can tell what people are doing. And it's just sort of an instant thing, you know. I don't even question it anymore. I don't even think about that I'm doing that. It just is automatic, and you just trust your initial, you know, gut instinct. And when people are misrepresenting themselves, they give off a kind of energy, you know. So if they're changing
it's not even that they're trying to fool you, but they just don't. And a lot of times they don't even remember that you know who they are. That's why I asked him, do you remember who I am? You know, because I knew who he was. I knew exactly who he was.
Philly's going, who's talking about me? yeah, Denise, we are conspiring against you. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. You know, don't get paranoid, because so many people get so paranoid with that one, too, and they'll go, oh, my God. You know, so funny.
Well,
you know,
I'm,
poor
I'm
old cow, can you imagine cow? Work with me, you know, for, you know, on the show, that's going to be an interesting thing.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask, since nobody else has dialed in, and Kathy is pushing out some gigantic phone numbers here. I mean, it's 646-478-0. I mean, those things are, yeah, girl, you're doing good. Just make that about 20 points larger, and I think we'll fill the whole screen. But, you know what? I have not had the opportunity to have you read me. And so you know a lot about me, but I figured, what the heck? Let's go ahead and do a short reading with me and see what you pick up with me. And then I'll just, and I won't be giving any leading questions or anything, or leading answers, and we'll just see what you pick up.
All right. Are we talking about what's going on in the future with you? Or are we talking about what's happened in the past or what's going on?
I'd say, you know, from a medium perspective, let's talk about, you know, some of the spirits that are around, who's around me, and maybe, you know, the future, you know, come out and make it a psychic.
Yeah, I got to tell you that many a time, because you know that I try to make all you guys' Hughes and Kathy shows, you know that.
Right.
And whenever I pick up on you, I have to tell you that I pick up on things that's going around the ranch, okay?
Right.
Even watching the video today, when I watched the video, and it was at the garden when you showed the pond.
Yeah.
Do you know that there was a spirit there with you?
Yeah, there are roughly on this side of the property, four spirits that generally are in and around at any one time, and they know us and we know them. And the garden area that you see in that video is actually where the old town was. There was actually an old gold mining settlement.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, I didn't know that. I was going to say, and I didn't know that. But I can tell you that there was at least two to three that were really close to you. And point of fact, almost when you were sweeping, they were almost kind of like, push here, go here, look here. And then you went back to different spots. When you were doing the pond especially, I actually saw there was a lady, I want to say in her early 20s, that I felt, okay?
Okay.
I didn't watch it long, or, you know, I mean, to kind of focus on that, but it was like they let me know. The other thing that caught my eye was I don't want to sound repetitious, but there was a guy that was probably he was considered old when he passed, and he was probably in his 40s. So he passed a long time.
I know who
okay?
that is. Yep.
Okay. Well, I kind of figured you probably did. Now, here's what I've seen him on. It was like when I say blue jeans. They didn't wear the blue jeans that we wear. They were like the overall kind of like things.
That's right. That would be right.
Okay. All right. And that's what I saw. Baggy, big, you know. Hair was dark in color.
Yep.
Anyway, eyes were like set back in their head. What I call beady eyes, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, very, very much. And it was almost like, do you realize that he really protects you a lot?
Yeah.
It was like.
Oh, yeah.
It was really odd feeling because, and even now when I'm sitting here thinking about this, what I saw, I can feel him now. Very compassionate to you. Very, very protective. He knows that you will not ever, you know, you would always treat everybody there with respect.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Even the two that don't deserve.
Yeah. And I was getting ready to say, but it was so funny because when I'm still focusing on this one, I can almost feel him. It's funny because it's like he's patting you on the shoulder sometimes.
He's been around, and I think it may be a man named William Madison Palmer, who is actually, I've befriended. I actually ran into him in 2008. I don't think that he's actually of the property. He comes here in visitation. And I asked him to kind of help keep an eye on our situation. And so he does come around. Mm-hmm. And
he does.
You know,
he's very protective.
Yeah. And he was a famous rancher out here. He had 3,000 acres of land. And
the overall kind of a thing that I was seeing then.
Yeah. He's just a really neat guy. I learned a lot about him, and you know, I'm like the only person who's ever taken the time to get to know him, you know, and go and I know he's got like a very prominent grave in the Shingle Springs graveyard.
He holds you in high respect, honey.
Yeah, he does. He's just a neat guy. Me and I like him, and it's just, you know, it's definitely neat to have a friendship like that, you know, that transcends the living and the dead. It's just like, you know, that's just a little thing. It's no big deal. So yeah, he's around. The woman you saw was Annie. That was Annie. She is buried. What we believe is buried.
Mom already showed you where Annie's buried.
Yeah. Well, we found that. I mean, I'd had both Mom and me had had for the last 30 years. We've had funny feelings about that corner of the property, and it's always spooky over there, and you just get weird feelings, and we believe it to be a case where she was actually witnessed something she wasn't supposed to see, and she was done away with by two
gentlemen. Well, John, did she see somebody get killed?
Pardon me?
I don't know anything about Annie. I don't know anything about Annie, but did she see somebody getting killed?
I think that she witnessed some sort of crime. We've never settled down as to what that is, but she was.
I think she saw somebody being killed, honey.
Yeah,
I think there was a man who killed another young man. That I'm getting that they killed another. The person they killed was I don't know that he was African American, but he was dark skinned. Okay.
Yeah, there would have been Chinese and African Americans here both.
Could have been Chinese, Hispanic, something. But he was, that's why I said I didn't want to say African American, but he was darker skinned than what they were. And I think she saw that.
Yeah, there was a lot of anti-Chinese sentiment all up and down California during the gold rush, especially when the gold started playing out. They took a lot of it out on the, my cat is wandering in. Oh, hi there. Honey, how you doing? Okay. You can hang out. Anyway, they took a lot of it out on the, immigrants who were here working. And so, and we actually have one of the old Chinese long walls where they built one of those walls to help direct the water so that they could do their sluicing operation. So we're right on top of it. I mean, we find the artifacts. We've actually found Chinese pottery here. So, you know, bits and shards of it and tools and different things. So, you know, the connection's there, and I don't doubt that she saw something like that. I would think she probably saw a murder, and then she became a victim herself.
Yeah, I'm just getting that that's what she saw, somebody getting killed, and I don't think they meant the killing.
No,
I thought they meant to scare the heck out of him, you know what I mean? To be mean to him, but they didn't mean to kill him.
Well, they meant to do her in because it just got out of control. And,
when they saw that, they did.
Well, she appears all through here, she's very tender, very very good-hearted, and she comes into Studio A quite a bit. When I'm down there, I'll have her pop in, and you can feel her there. And so it's just I always say hi to her, and then she just touches me. And then moves on, you know. So, but hey, guess what? We've got two other callers. So, you ready to take a couple more here?
Yeah, I just got some cold chills over the thing with Annie, though. Whew. Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk some more with that. I just wanted to see what you would pick up, and you did good because we've had our private suspicions about the murder thing. But okay, 785, you are on the air.
Hello, this is Hope.
Hi, Hope.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
You got a question for Elizabeth?
Just a general reading and what kind of spirits that she sees around me.
Hope, I see a lady, looks like a grandmotherly figure, dark hair, but with gray in it. And I think she died, she didn't die at a really young age, but she died before her time.
Okay.
I feel her close. Either grandmother or an aunt.
It could be my grandmother. When my grandmother's passed when I was really young.
All right. Yeah, so she wasn't very old. That's what I'm getting. She was like,
yeah.
I can't tell you what age she was, but she wasn't very old, not like we think now of grandmothers. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. So that's what I'm getting. And I know that she's with you all the time. And she's, I'll tell you what she does. It's like she's telling me that do you feel sometimes that like your ear itches?
Yes.
All right. That's her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's her. And it's so funny. She's smiling and she's grinning. And she said, what was it? There was something about when you were little. And she wasn't around. She was already gone. But you like something to do with doilies or something?
Yes. She used to have these. Oh, I got cold chills. She had these doilies that at her house, and I have them now. So when I was younger, my mom got them. And then I asked my mom if I could have them. So they're all over my house. So when I look at them, I think of her.
Okay, that's it. That's it. That makes me giggle because I kept thinking, doilies? Why doilies?
Yeah. She used to crochet them. She would crochet them.
Yeah. Okay, that makes me giggle because I never know where this is coming from. And she was like, tell her doilies. I'm like, going, okay. You know, she's with you, honey, all the time. And the doilies is part of the reason. It's like she knows that you don't forget her. You know where they come from, okay? And she wants you to know that, okay? There's something else. Now, let me see what's going on here. Hang on. What is it about one of the kids?
Yeah, it's my youngest daughter. She's been going through a lot, and just recently she got into some trouble, and we just have to wait and see.
She's showing me a book. Yeah, she's showing me a book, and she's opening it up, and she's saying yes, that you know, there's something. Just kind of watch out. Make sure that there's something that's either wrote down or it's going to be wrote down that's going to really influence what's going on with your daughter. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I'm just telling you what she's showing me. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, she tells me that she loves you, and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it that you've got the doorbells around, of course. And, you know, there's no way in the world I could have known that you had doilies around your house.
No, I do. Everywhere, every stand, I have a doily. And it just reminds me of her house when I was growing up. She passed away when I was about 10 or 12, but I remember those doilies. So
yeah, she had doilies, yeah. Okay, honey. Wow. I hope that helps you in a little bit. It just makes me giggle because I can just feel her. Just she's just like smiling up a storm. You're like, yes, you did good. You know,
good. Thank you.
For calling in.
Thank you.
See, that's the way I work, John. It's just like I never know, but I get strange little things like doilies, and I'm like, going, what? Are you sure, doilies?
I don't know if she's still on, but I got the name Brenda. I kept getting a BR name, and I should have popped in there, but I was getting Brenda. Brenda is like a BR name, and I didn't know which one it was because you were so into it, and I was going,
on.
What's that?
No, she's still in the room. She's still in the room. Let's hope. Let's see what she says.
Yeah, I hope she's it's definitely a female, and it's a BR name, so I'm not sure if it was another relative or what, but...
John, she used to like to. Yeah, and I get that she liked to wear aprons. Oh, okay. But now she said she left, but you know she can hear us. I know she can hear us. So hopefully she'll tell us whether the BR name is something important.
Yeah,
for
it's
you.
A BR name. Yeah. So I was just getting set to say something, and she hung up, and so I just had to pop it out there, but. So whoever the BR is, not BR549, no. Anyway, you had to see Hee Haw. That's from there. We do have another caller, though, 240. I'm going to go ahead and bring on. And here we go. As soon as the little icon thingy, there we go. Okay, 240, you are on the air.
Hello, John. This is Oro.
This is who?
Oro.
Hi, Oro.
I called in one other time to your show a few months ago.
All right. Well, welcome back.
Thank you. I just been listening in, and it's a really good show tonight. And I was just wondering if there was a couple of things going on in my couple of different areas of my life, and I was wondering if Elizabeth happened to see anything in that direction.
What directions are you talking about, Oro?
Expansion of self.
Are you talking about, is there something going on about you with career and job, too?
Right. That's the one of them, right.
Okay. Because that's the first thing that was jumping out at me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is not about a spirit thing, okay? I want you to understand it. There's not like a spirit coming through. This is just what I'm getting, right?
Okay.
All right. Something about the job and you're looking for a new position. You're not happy with where you're at right now, with what you're doing, let's put it that way. You want to do other things. You just don't know what you want to do or how to go about it. It's not that you don't know what you want to do. You just don't know if it's going to work kind of like thing is what I'm getting.
That's pretty close.
All right. And I won't go into it because I think there's something very personal there, all right? And I'm very careful about what I do when I do these things, when I'm not doing the mediumship. If I'm just doing it with what I'm getting, I'm very careful
right.
about what I say, especially when on the air, if you get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to do that. All right, I got to tell you something. Here's what I'm getting very strongly. You are going to be shifting what you're doing. You're going to be changing, okay? And it's going to be for your benefit. It's going to be for your benefit. You'll figure it out. It's what I'm being told. You're going to figure it out. Don't ask me. I'm just telling you. It's like remember when John was talking about them big phone numbers, you know, 646 numbers that's coming up in the chat room? I'm telling you, you will figure it out, you know. It's like in big letters coming at me.
How about from the
one,
spirit
you
type?
Quit doubting.
I'm sorry.
Well, you
got
to quit doubting. Oh, no, honey, I'm just wanting to say you got to quit doubting yourself, okay? Now go ahead and tell me what you wanted to say.
No, I was wondering, you said you were getting this directly from your feelings. I was just curious if any spirits were coming through.
All right, let me just kind of focus here. Look inwards. Is your mom alive? John,
yeah,
you want to go ahead?
My mother is. She's still with us.
I'm getting an older gentleman who stays around him and is just kind of a cowboy type of guy. I just keep seeing a cowboy hat on this guy. And he was like not a professional cowboy, but he always wore this hat. So I don't know what that's about, but I do see this man just staying around you. And
be a fedora.
Pardon me?
Could the hat be a fedora?
It could be. What I saw was tan, and it was from the picture I was flashed, and I can misinterpret. But it did look like I believe to be a cowboy hat. So it would be in that same family of hats. Not an expert on hats, I am. But, he's an older gentleman. I'd say 60s to 70s. And that's how he's presenting himself. And that he definitely knows who you are. And I feel like a family member. And I don't know that it's a grandfather. I think it's like somebody, uncle feeling is to me, to the side. So,
oh, wow. I was thinking about my grandfather, but when you said uncle, I just thought of somebody.
Yeah.
And I see boots, Jason. I don't know about you, but I, because I'm looking at what you're seeing, I feel boots.
Yeah,
not necessarily cowboy,
but
boots. Does it make sense?
What, yeah, he's a kind of, boots. Whoa, I got a cat crawling right up the back of my chair. Sammy, go ahead and keep talking, guys. I'm going to deal with my cat.
You asked about my mother because the lady that was basically my mother when I was growing up, I had the advantage of having two mothers because we lived with my grandparents. And my grandmother raised me as much, sometimes more than my mother did. And
all right, so that's why I was getting
that's why
I'm getting that. I know it's why I'm getting it. That's exactly it. Because I was getting this lady, but when John was talking about the hat, I was seeing like boots. It was kind of like he was seeing the top part and I'm seeing the bottom part. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. The person I thought John was talking about originally when he was talking about the hat was my grandfather, but now I know there was a cowboy in the family. It was my grandmother's brother.
Yeah, it was an uncle. It would have been an uncle. Great uncle.
Great uncle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah,
you actually met him, correct? I mean, you yep. knew him in person?
Very young age. I was very young, but I remember him, right?
I think mm-hmm. he actually, because I feel like there was a close relationship there, and that was like a big thing for him that you came along, and he had a closeness to you, and when he passed, he just never left, you know? So he's been kind of like working with your guides, and he's been around, and he's kind of watched you with everything you're going through, and, you know, and the thing that I'm getting with him is he's laughing about some of the trouble you got into. Raging. He says you were quite the pistol.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you didn't get away with much. And I think he had a way of twisting things so that your parents knew everything. So I don't know what the whole story was with that. But anyway, he's been around. Is what I get with him. So now I'm going to step out because this is Elizabeth's thing. But he was real powerful. He came through to me, and I just
you pull out
ahead.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks a lot for that, John. That was good stuff. Yep, connection.
Okay. So keep going.
John, good. John, you can keep on going, honey. You know better. I don't get upset.
No, because you were going in on the boots, and because we were kind of trading back and forth. We're doing tag team, mediumship here. I
either or my grandmother or her brother, because she wore boots also.
All right. I gotta tell you. Go ahead, John.
Oh, keep going. No, I was just kind of passing off.
I was only going to get colors. You know what colors I was getting now? Kind of like a brown with a yellow.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I saw blue.
Yellow. Yellow, yeah.
Yeah, brown with a, like a brown, but not like a, I don't mean like a dark thing, but with yellow.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about yellow. The yellow was coming through so big.
You're very talented, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Or you don't, you know. I have to tell you that, you know, I've been on Blog Talk doing stuff for a few years, and about 3 years now, and I didn't tell anybody about what I did for a long time. So, anyway, thank you, sir.
We have that in common. I've been quite a few years doing what I do, spiritually, and actually I'm also on Blog Talk also, but I was the same way. I was what you would refer to as in the closet or whatever, or you know, I kept a lot of my beliefs in hiding simply because I thought it was a way of self-preservation. And recently I have opened the door and stepped outside, and it's a wonderful place to be.
It is a wonderful place to be. I got to tell you that I do a lot of things, as John says, you know, as we were talking earlier, but I was recently working in an urgent psychiatric care center here in Phoenix. So, and I'm now no longer there, so I'm looking for other employment and where to go. But, you know, we never know, do we?
Well, spirit moves in different lots of different ways.
Yeah, keep in touch, Oro. You know, add me. You know, I'm here on Blog Talk, and I do live radio shows over on ZTalk, and, you know, just keep in touch.
Oh, we'll do. We definitely do. And thanks again for taking my call, John.
Yeah, no problem. And I do have one thing to add. There's a CL name, it's hard to read this, but it's Chloe or Claire. That type of name, Clyde, and I can't tell if it's a man or a woman, but this CL name is saying hello, and to pass that message on to family. It's a CL name, and it just kept insisting it wanted to come through.
I get that. But that's from my sister, whose name is Chloe, and it's from her great aunt, which is the Cowboys.
There you go.
I love this job. It's so much fun.
Don't you love when I love what we do, guys? Because, you know, we never, when we come up with stuff just like the colors, we don't know what that means. Just like the doilies. Who knew, you know? This woman's got doilies all over her house. You know? They, all these things. Isn't it? It's wonderful. It's just so awesome that we can help people.
It's the best feeling in the world when you can do that, and it's meaningful to the people. And you know it's real. I mean, because this is like, it was just sitting there drilling it in my head going, you better tell them. And I'm going, okay, I'll do it. So, and I always hate, because when you dive off, you're going, well, it's going to be either some water at the bottom or I'm going to hit my head really hard and it's going to hurt. But I like it when I hit the water.
It's good. Anyway, don't hit your head too hard.
No, but you know, well, you learn.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks a lot. I
appreciate you calling in. And like I said, do keep in touch. I got a feeling that you and I are going to be talking. Okay?
I have the same feeling. And John also.
Okay.
I'm always lurking around all over on Blog Talk. Yeah, I'm easy to find.
Well, John's a very dear friend of mine. And, you know, John and he comes onto my shows and does, you know, guest appearances. And, you know, I've got a lot of good people around me. Kathy happens to be one good, you know, person around me. Dominica the same way. Karen, I've got a lot of good people around me. So, you know, right here on Blog Talk.
Right. That's one thing I like about Blog Talk is the quality of some of the people that are here. It's a good place to be. And because of what you shared, I've taken the time to quit focusing so much on self and go back and focus on spirit more. So that's a major plus. That's something I've been working so hard on, making something happen. That's been a major change. I'm 27 years retired truck driver, and this whole internet thing and computers and all of that is fairly new, but it's where I want to go with what I'm doing. And like I said, I've been working really hard building something and kind of forgetting to take time and thank those that's the reason I'm here, which is the ancestors.
Did you get hurt? Did you get hurt? Is that the reason why you quit driving a truck? You it was hurting you?
I didn't get hurt driving a truck, but I got the reason I quit is because of my
your
joints,
back. My
back and my joints, right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good. All right. That's good. That made me feel better, because that's what I was getting. You're back. All right. Okay. That's all I wanted to ask.
I figured 27 years and 5.5 million miles, I've done my part.
More than
yeah,
that.
You did, you know.
But you know what?
Truck driving is a hard job.
You are well on your way there, my friend. I just keep getting the families cheering you on the other side. They are really proud of what you're doing. Very
Excellent.
Much so.
That means a lot.
So,
it's a total change from what it was, and I understand what you're saying and know that it's true, but it's good to hear somebody else say it, if you know what I mean.
Yep. No, there's all grins from them, and so they're just sitting there, thumbs up all the way. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're absolutely on the mark. And don't worry about career. That'll all sort itself out.
Oh, yeah. Thanks again.
All right, guy. Wow. What a night.
There you go.
This is a great show. I'm having fun
with
this one.
Good you are. See how good you are? I mean, but you know what? We do good with tag team. We do. Because you know what? I feel I catch with your energy, and you catch with mine, I think.
Yeah, it was a good tag team. I mean, I like it when when two mediums get together, it's like, you know, look out. Yeah, but yeah, that CL name, it was just sitting there going, it was like a buzzsaw. It was just sitting there going, come on, say it. And I'm going, I don't want to do that, no. And say it. And I went, all right, I'll say it. And then it turned out cool.
Yeah, you got to put it out there, honey, because when you're feeling stuff like that, you really got to put it out there. And once you do, you're fine, you know. Then you realize just how close to things, you know.
It's getting easier. It's definitely, you know, the EV, I'll tell you what, when I was doing the ITC work, which I still am going to do, especially the Soul Stream shows on Thursdays, you know, I'm going to continue doing that. it's just this shift into the mediumship. It's definitely kind of a whole new thing. And what I realized is when I was doing the ITC work, it was really mediumship in disguise, you know, because
the more you do anything, honey, the better you're going to be at it. Just take my word for it. You get more assured of yourself. You know what you're doing. And blessings to you too, Oral. Thank you very much.
Yeah, blessings.
You know, honey, the more you do something, the better you feel about it, the more comfortable you become. And then you just spit it out. Remember, you know, it's just like I said, who in the world would have thought about doilies in this woman? I've seen her in this room. How many times have I ever mentioned doilies? No. You know?
Yeah. And the uncle and, you know, the uncle being out there. I mean, I knew it wasn't a grandfather energy, but it was this male. He's just been there the whole time. And I get the feeling Oro really got in some trouble. As a kid, he was kind of a rambunctious one. He's kind of getting a lot of, the word instigator comes in. I think he was really good at what he did. I think I would have been. I would have been, it would have been fun having him around for you know, as a neighbor kid, you know. But, but that CL name, you know, the uncle, you know, powerful energy, but the CL, the Chloe, you know, who the great aunt was a formidable person. That's the other thing I get. And kind of the impression I get is foot tapping. And a look that could, you know, stop a clock at 100 feet, you know. Didn't want to mess with it. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to tell him that. But, yeah, that's this lady. She ruled the roost, you know. So, anyway, but a loving heart at the same time. You knew she did it because she loved everybody.
Yeah.
So. But, good Lord, what a night. Let's see, what do we got? We got,
we got a good night.
Yeah, we came. We saw. We kicked it. You know. Well, what's in the future with you and with all the shows and everything? I mean, what do you see? You know, because I mean, you recently had you know everything kind of open up for you. You know, with the job situation and all that. So, what do you feel? I mean,
it's really kind of weird, John, because. You know, I lost my job. It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow on Monday that I lost my job. I didn't. I was there almost 3 years, but I never saw it coming. They just restructured the whole company, and there it went. But it's funny. Now, remember I said that I was off work for 8 months and I didn't get unemployment because of the company that fought me over it, and I just didn't even, you know, I went down to EEOC and filed on that one, and that's still in the works, by the way. And I don't know where that's going to go, and I don't think it's going to go right now. But at any rate, the point of it is that this time I'm not scared. That sounds weird. But I wasn't scared ever since the last 3 weeks, I've just not been scared.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a weird feeling for me. Where is it going? I don't know. I think there's something better coming to me. You know, you and I talked about that last couple of weeks about how to go. And, you know, I love broadcasting. I think that's what I want to do. I think I'm good at it. But am I a good medium and a psychic and all these other things that I do, Reiki Master, quantum touch, you name it, yes.
Yeah, I just think that
Do I sit here and put myself out there and do that? You know, and then one other thing is that, and I always say that I don't care who we are, there's a lot of people on here that could do exactly what we do, or do what I do, who I am. I should point that out. I don't mean to include you with that. I think there's room for everybody. I don't have a little ego, you know, when people say, oh, but, you know, yes, I do love myself. Is it about my ego? Do I think I'm better than anybody else? No. You know why? Because I think that we're all here to do it together.
I agree with that. You know, it's funny.
I think the show did that. I think we proved that we could tag team do this together.
Yeah, it's funny. I took martial arts many years ago, and it was a karate class, and it was a guy named Rocky, really good sensei, and I really enjoyed his stuff. But he had a thing about always saying, he had pointed a he'd always point to a part of the wall where you first come in, and take your shoes off, and then he'd tell you to there's a little basket there, and he'd say, put your ego in the basket before you come in here. And I always liked that.
Yes.
Because, boy, if you want to you want to get your ego bruised, go in and do solo combat against a guy way better than you. You get your ass kicked, and you're going to okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, John, I think everybody needs a certain part of ego, you know?
Well, the ego is there to protect us. I mean, it's definitely a part of our it's like emotions. They're there for a reason. But when you get full of yourself, you know, that's when you've kind of missed the lesson, you know, and that's what mediumship, it's a constant thing. That the really successful mediums who are going to be in for the long haul are the humble ones. And I see that so often with the ones that have been around a while. James von Prague, I think it is. He is extremely humble, and I've watched him a number of times, and I've just been impressed with him. John Edward, he's a New Yorker. You know, he's got the abrasive thing, but that's a good thing with him. I like that in his makeup, but he's he does work at it, you know, and it's just that's what I think we're doing. You know, we're just out there going into the karate room. You know, putting the ego aside, going out there and trying out moves, and then coming out and going, wow, what did we learn? This is cool. Let's do it again. You know, so, I mean, it's just, and that's what these shows are about, you know. I mean, your show and what we do here. We just, every week, I don't know if it's that way for you, but every week, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. Hell, I don't know who's going to the door. God, it's going to be a ton of fun.
No, Tiva, that's what happens with me. Now, remember, you know, I feel sorry for Cal already, you know, because Cal, like you said, as we announced earlier, is going to be, you know, the co-host with me and Candace. You know, I'm going to be the host, and Candace is going to be the co-host for Dear Emmy. Now, you know, you got to understand something. I already feel sorry for the boy, you know, the man. I just do. Because, you know, I mean, he's got to put up not only, it's like I told him, you know, I'm going to be the instigator. And I don't know where this show goes. We never plan it. You know, everybody says, well, what's the topic going to be next week? I don't know. Whatever spirit, you know, or the universe puts us out there, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly it. So, I mean, come on. Now, well, on my other show, Our Worlds, of course, you know, I usually have planned guests. And you know that. And because you've been one many a time, and you will continue to be. But, you know. Those are fun things, and those are a totally different thing than what we do. But, you know, Dear Emmy, poor Cal's in trouble, and all these gals, and I see that Philly says she's going to be there. Honey, I just, you know, Skype to Skype is free on our shows. So, you know, you can find us, go to ourworldsproductions.com, and, you know, ztalkradio.com, and that's where we're at, and we're on five different shows, I should say, not necessarily 5 days a week, but because we do two on Saturdays. But, you know, and I do a totally different show on Mondays, John.
Oh, yeah, so. You do. What show is that? So everybody knows.
I do that country music. I do Rose Canyon Country Music Mondays, which is showcasing new country artists and singers, you know, writers, you know, we do that, and I do that with a friend of mine, Alapa, who's got his own recording label, and you know, that's a whole different animal than anything else that I do the rest of the week. And everybody goes, "Oh my God, you do a lot of different things," but I like doing that. You know, I like it being different. I don't want to ever bore anybody. You know?
Yeah.
It's more fun.
Your shows are never boring. I've got a great time on your stuff. You just open it up and turn me loose, and then we go crazy. So
it's supposed to be that way, isn't it? Yeah, you know, and I've had a lot of good people. Like Dick Setzman, you know, remember we've talked about You've talked about Richard Sussman, Dick Sussman, on your shows, who's a great author, a metaphysical, author and a hypnotherapist. He's like the grandfather of past life regressions. I've had him on my shows. I've had his wife on my show, Tara Sussman.
Tara, she's a sweetheart.
Oh, she's beautiful. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
So we I've had a lot of good people on my shows. And Dick, I just can't get back all the time because he's so busy with seminars every weekend or every day, during the week. And when I'm on Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, he's usually busy doing seminars. Same thing with Tara. So I don't get to get them on, people like that, all the time. But I've had a lot of good people on my shows. And I love doing them. It's just a part of who I am. So, what can I say?
Same here. I did get the opportunity to play part of some of my early shows, and I just about cringed. And I was going, wow, I didn't know anything. And now, it's just become it's funny, when I have a show ready to go, I'm just itching to go. And some of the other hosts out here, like Anthea, Kathy gets on and does her thing. Let's see if there's any other ones I recognize who have a show. But it's just once you get really that confidence inside, boy, it's just, you just can't wait. Throw me in front of a mic. I'm ready to go, Do I know what's going to happen? Nope. Well, it's me.
And we don't know where it's going to go. We don't know where it's going to go, but we know what. We know it's going to go, and it's all okay. I just trust the universe. I trust Creator. I trust, all of it. And I know it's going to be good. I don't even worry about it anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to start to close it down here. We got about 3 minutes, but we did great tonight. Got to learn more about you. Got to learn more about some of the things you've done, and we'll be looking forward to having you on again. I got to return the favor now and bring you on some more.
Well, I'm just thankful that I got to be on today because, I got to tell you, there's a story behind this, and I don't think John's even remembered. When John asked me about being on the show, he said, can you be on the 22nd? And I said, I can, but I would normally be at work at this time of the night. And I said, I can't do it if I'm going to be at work. He goes, we'll do it earlier. And I said, okay. So what happens? I don't have a job to go to work to, so it didn't even matter. So it worked out. Isn't that funny when you think about those things? So, everything works the way it does. I'm working with a guy who actually did live radio in California. He done it in L.A. His name is Jerry Pippin. So I'm working with him on getting some stuff set up to see where this is going to go. Annette Miller, as you met not long ago, a couple weeks ago. I have Annette on at least once a month. She's not going to be on for at least a couple, 3 months. She's not going to be on to November because she's got previous engagements with the new TV show and all this other stuff that she's doing. But, I've got a lot of good people in my life. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, we will have you back then, and we are going to be back ourselves Thursday. I will be on Kathy's Distant Echoes as the regular guest, as always, at 8 o'clock. I've got my 9:30 show, Soul Stream, and I do have a big announcement coming up. I cannot tell you what it is till September, but it is a good thing. So I got to keep you guys in suspense, but it's a good thing. So we got that going on, and I will be on the USS Hornet on Friday of this week. I'm going to be jumping in the Mustang and heading down to Alameda. Going to be spending the night aboard the haunted USS Hornet, and I'll come back with tales aplenty. So. Anyway, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to go ahead and sign it off. And if you want to say goodbye, goodbye to everybody, Miss Elizabeth, we can say it together. Goodbye, everybody.
All right. You want me? Do we have time to do a call out, a shout out?
Oh, yeah. We got 40 seconds here. After Dark Radio, Dominica Amore, Elizabeth Rose, Gabriel, Karen Stream, Ms. Ghost, Old Crow, Pamela M., Philip. Philly girl, Philly girl. I can't even read that. And Sirius wants to kill. Sirius wants to kill. So
wants to
just Threat Paranormal Radio signing off. I'm almost out of time. We just did it.
Toodles. Hey, see how good we are.
Toodles. Oh, I think we're
Ciao.
Still on. Ciao. Okay, my time clock is off. I think we ended stream now. No, we still got. We're still
I think
on.
We're still. Well, we got 12 seconds left.
I wish they would give us a time mark so we knew that we were on.
You know what? I got to tell you something. I've had such a blast. And I'm so glad that we worked well. I knew we were going to when we ever got to do this. But, you know, I don't push myself out there. I don't put myself, I don't want anybody to think that I think I'm better than everybody else. You know? It's important to me.
Well, you know what? You did great tonight. I mean, I'd never seen you do your mediumship before, so this is a good one. And it's the first time I've really worked with another medium, actually. If you really want to know the truth, I've never tech teamed with anybody before, so it was a real treat, and I want to do this again. This is cool.
Oh, I do, too. I want to do that real thing. I'd love to do it again. Whenever you get me, you let me know. And, you know, whenever I get a job, of course, you know, everything in my life is going to go topsy-turvy. So
yep.
I just got to, you know, whatever it does, I'm like, you know, that I know Z-Talk's already promised me that no matter what happens, whenever I get new hours, that, you know, whatever I want, if it's open, it's mine. I don't even got it, you know, it's just mine.
Well, cool. Well, hey, I'm the new one.
I'm very happy for that. You know?
I am. I'm glad. They're, I'm glad that's all going to continue. Yeah. Because you're a good host.
I mean, they told me, they said, well, you know, I'm one of their top shows. They've already, you know, and they just told me anything, you know, the GM of the station, anything you want, Emmy, it's yours. So long as there's an opening, it's yours. Don't worry about it. I'll work with you. Don't worry about it, you know. And I'm very blessed in that way. So they're really good to me. They just, you know, whatever I want, it's mine. So I'm just not a demanding type of person. I've never been that way. I don't want to ever be that way. I just, you know, I've had that thrown on me so much for people demanded this, and, you know, I just can't be that way. So now, don't get me wrong, I'll take care of myself. But, you know, on the other hand, I'm just, you know, I'm very careful about what I do.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and we're still on stream here, and I am going to go ahead and thank you. Big hug to you for tonight. This was cool.
Well, big hug tonight. You know what? I think we did good together. So, woo, you have to tell Mom that we did good.
Yeah, I'm going to head up, and because we had Dad in the hospital yesterday, so I'm just going to go.
I know. How's he doing, honey?
His toe.
I didn't want to bring it up on.
Yeah, his toe looks a little bit worse for the wear. He broke it, and then he ripped the nail bit up. So we're going to be kind of keeping an eye on him. Anytime you have a broken bone when you're in the condition he's in, it's a big deal. So Pardon me?
Is he diabetic? Is he diabetic?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's very important. You know, Mom knows that, but I mean, it's very, very important. Just keep a close watch on him, okay?
Yeah, that's why I just go up and double check and make sure that everything's good, because if, you know, sometimes when I'll go up there, it's like you'll run into it. You know, she hasn't had time to come down and grab me. I just go up. It's just better. I feel better when I go up and just look, you know, so, but
yeah.
I'm going to go up there. Take care of them and call it a night and get ready for work in the morning and, you know, go defend the country and all that. So.
Well, I've been trying to put myself on a different schedule because, you know, working from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., it really can mess up your life for 3 years. And so I've been trying to get myself on a better schedule to where that I'm getting in bed at least by 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning and then getting up by, you know, by noon so that, you know, I'm not. It's just I'm working really hard to get myself on another schedule, you know. But then again, who knows what's going to happen when I go to work. So.
All right.
Got to
do
what I got to do.
Well, get some sleep then and go to sleep early tonight. And I'm going to do the same. I'm just going to run up and do my thing. But, hey, big hug to you.
Well, hugs, honey. We did good. So anytime you want to do this, you let me know, and we'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, hey, I'll see you later then.
All right, sweetheart. Talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, ending our, how shall I say it, ending our extended show here. We always run over a little. And so I'm going to go ahead and play our Da Vinci bumper and send you guys out with a smile. And we will see you guys on Thursday. Take care now. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.